Giacomo Meyerbeer, one of the most famous dramatic composers of his time, was born in Berlin in 1791 and died in Paris in 1864. He was of Jewish family. His real name was Bayer, but a wealthy relative made him his heir on condition that he would prefix Meyer to it. Naturally, he did so, and later he Italianized his name, Jakob, which became Giacomo. When still a youth, Meyerbeer started to write oratorios and operas. He was at this time a rather brilliant pianist. His first operas were received coolly, but still, despite pianistic triumphs, he felt dramatic composition to be his true vocation. Acting on the suggestion that Italian melody would prove a corrective for his heavy German style, Meyerbeer went to Venice in 1815. This was just about the time Rossini's operas were in vogue, so Meyerbeer followed Rossini's style with a series of operas, one of which, Il Crociato in Egitto, met with immense success. After producing Robert the Devil and the Huguenots, Meyerbeer was recognized as one of the world's operatic masters. Some 7 years after the latter work, he brought out Das Feldlager in Schlesien, a camp in Silesia. It achieved only a moderate success until the next year when Jenny Lind assumed the leading role. 10 years later, Meyerbeer produced L'Étoile du Nord at the Opéra Comique in Paris. For this opera, he did a curious thing. He took some of the plot and most of the music of A Camp in Silesia and drafted it bodily into his new work. It is one of these reused numbers that Yvonne de Treville sings for us on this record. Both A Camp in Silesia and The North Star are quite lost now to all modern repertoires, but this brilliant mad scene still remains a wonderful bit of writing. It makes a most impressive record, especially as presented here with the obbligati for two flutes. Yvonne de Treville has a coloratura voice perfectly suited to this type of melody. She is well known in operatic circles throughout Europe. Since her return to America, she has sung many times in New York City, in straight recitals, in concert with orchestra, and in an unique costume song recital called Three Centuries of Prima Donna. She has also appeared in various events in most of the large cities of the United States and in both Mexico and Canada.